I'd like to welcome everybody down here to Mankato. I think the first thing that I needed to address is the Mike Prefer situation. Just so everybody is clear, Mike Prefer will be suspended for the first three games of the season. That suspension will start on Monday before the St. Louis game and end on Monday after the New Orleans game. He will be asked to take sensitivity training classes. We will set up an outside firm for that sensitivity training, and this is the firm does nothing but sensitivity training. Once that is complete, our ownership will review everything and then determine whether that three-game suspension will come down to a two-game suspension. As far as our contingency plans, when Coach Prefer is not with us, myself and Coach Zimmer are working through that right now. We'll decide what's the best for this organization going forward during that short time frame. And once we make that determination on the direction we're going to go and how we're going to approach it, I'll have Coach Zimmer address that with you guys. The Will family, I can tell you, in our organization has always promoted diversity, respect, tolerance in our workplace. We've always strived to make it the most conducive environment possible, but we also continue to educate ourselves, not only our players, our coaches, but also our front office and everyone else in the building. This is going to be our 49th year down here in Mankato. I can't tell you what an outstanding job this university does, what an outstanding job this city does as far as welcoming us down here. It makes us feel like a home away from home. That's probably why we've been down here for 49 years. Very excited to get down here and get started on the football aspect. A lot of new going on. Had a lot of new players and made a lot of moves this offseason. I can't tell you how impressed we have been with Coach Zimmer and his staff. From the minute they walked on that field to our first volunteer mini camp, to where our players progressed at the end of our last mandatory mini camp, you see tremendous strides with all our guys. And I can't tell you how hard and our players have been working to get better as well. But I also know, starting here down in Mankato, we have a long way to go yet. Our coaches realize that. I know our players realize that. And are working extremely hard to look forward to hopefully a successful season coming up. And go ahead and take questions.
Rick, did you say in the first three games for a reason, and is the league involved in that suspension as well in terms of...
This comes directly from our ownership. After they've reviewed everything, this is what they felt was the best after reviewing the whole situation, and we're going to move forward from here.
But, the first three versus the middle three, or is there any rhyme or reason to that part of it?
No, this is that's what we felt was the best situation for us.
Will there be any action taken against Les?
I'm not going to comment on Les Pico. You guys all read the Littler report. I think everybody knows Les and what he does, but due to some pending litigation, I can't go down that road. I know Mike. I can't tell you how much I respect him, not only as a family man and as a person, but also as a football coach. And he's made a mistake. And he honed up to that mistake, and he's going to serve his suspension, and then we're going to move on. But as far as everything else goes, we're looking forward to getting to work down here, and that's the most important thing, is to get ready for the season.
Did the organization seriously consider firing Mike at all, or was it just kind of suspension the whole time?
When the report came out last Friday, I know we reviewed everything, and this was what we thought and our ownership thought was the best course of action.
Did you know before the report came out after second interview that after denying it twice, he finally had admitted he said that? Did you know that back then?
I'm not going to get anything. I just know from where we were at Friday and where we're going from here.
What did you say to Mike about the fact that he wasn't honest initially?
I think Mike is very remorseful. And I know, he just wants to put this past him. And, everybody does make mistakes. But that does not define what Mike Prefer is as a person or as a football coach. And he admitted he apologized. He made a mistake. He will serve his suspension, and we're moving forward as a football team.
Rick, will you address the team at all on this?
You know, I know we have our team meeting, and probably Coach Zimmer will address that.
Why is it franchise or the organization decided to release the full report in just the summer?
You know, I'm not going to get into that area either. I know, you know, we've talked to the appropriate people. Our ownership has reviewed everything, and I'll just leave it at that.
Is there anything else possibly is in the full report possibly, whether I'm not
sure? I'm not going to get into anything. Thanks.
Is Prefer, when he's suspended, at least for the first 2 weeks, and possibly for a third, is he allowed any contact? Can he make phone calls?
No, he will be completely removed from the building, just like if a player is suspended. So once that Monday comes, he will be out of the building, no contact within the building whatsoever. And then after ownership reviews everything, then we'll determine when he comes back.
Will it be with or without pay?
That will be without pay.
I'm sorry if you did already address this, but was there a reason you went with a summary versus releasing the...
Again, I'm not going to get into any of that area today.
Whose decision was that?
I'm not going to get into any of that area today.
Rick, does the NFL need to kind of change its views in the way some of the old locker room ways handle?
You know, I think every year you're trying to educate yourself, and as the environment changes, you have to be able to change as well. And so we're continuing, and our owners are very proactive in continuing to make the best working environment possible. And that's our job to adjust, and it's the right thing to do.
What can the organization learn from this whole experience the last 6 months?
You know, you just learn from, as you went through this thing, what happened, and then how do you improve, and then how do you move on?
What do you expect out of Zimmer in his first training camp, your first hire?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm very excited to see him get on the field. I think... you know, you get excited about watching your players, and you see the new guys coming in, the new UFAs, the draft picks, but you see them out there in shorts. Now we actually get into the football side of it. And a lot of the guys that have worked extremely hard, not only during that OTA and minicamp phase, but what they did this offseason with a new strength and conditioning program and how hard they attack that. So this is where you start to build that chemistry as well and start to really grow as a football team down here because you actually get a chance to start hitting people.
Now that you had Teddy Bridgewater in the building, I mean, has anything surprised you about him? Maybe you didn't know?
We did a pretty extensive research.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I can tell you Teddy is he's been very impressive. He's still a young quarterback. You know, he's going to have some growing pains as we go through this, but he's been extremely impressive in his approach, not only what he's doing on the field, but what he does off the field and how hard he works at and how hard he's studying to learn North system.
What factors will be included in the quarterback competition? Is there something that will withhold Bridgewater because of his youth, or is it strictly based on?
You know, I think Coach Zimmer has referred to as going to be an open competition. The coaches have a plan in place on how they're going to evaluate this and the number of reps and but I can say all of our quarterbacks have improved. You've seen tremendous improvement in Matt Castle and Christian Ponder as well. And those guys have done a tremendous job learning this system, putting in the extra time at that position that you need to learn this system. So I know Coach Zimmer and Norv and the staff will make the that determination on who's going to give us the best opportunity to win in that opening ball game. In a perfect world, I want the best quarterback, and we want the best quarterback that's going to help us win ball games.
Rick, one more question on the Prefer Chloe thing. So the report says, so Pico had gone to you and said there are problems, but he never told you. Exactly
again, I'm not going to get you guys read what was Chloe in the report, okay. And I'll just leave it at that.
Is there another position battle that you're looking forward to?
You know, I think across the board, you know, we have, you know, a lot of these young rookies. We had another 10 picks come in. And for those guys to come down here and compete, whether it's a potential position to start or whether it's a backup role that's going to compete on special teams. So I think our fans are going to be, there's like I said, you better bring your program because we have had some turnover. But to see these guys and see how it all shakes out, we're very excited about the Nandy Mahan roster, and we think it's a very competitive roster, and we're going to have some very tough decisions to make once we get down to the 53. And realizing that some of the guys that we could potentially cut will definitely have an opportunity to play elsewhere.
How do you feel about the roster from the year turnaround? And what do you feel?
You know, it's there's a lot of new just because of the new schemes and the new philosophies on the coaches, and that's our job on the personnel side to make those type of adjustments, understand what they're looking for and what the requirements are at each position, and then go out and try to do the best job we can to find those type of players that can fit well within their scheme.
Rick, Kyle Rudolph will be a free agent after the season. Will you approach him about a new contract before the season, or is that something you want to save, you know, for after the season?
I'll just tell you this, that, you know, I'm not going to make any comments on contract negotiations or anything like that, but, you know, Kyle Rudolph is a very good football player for us. We've drafted him, and hopefully we'll be able to look at something down the future here. I think the biggest thing is this coaching staff is tremendous teachers, and just from the detail they put in the technical side of the game and how our players progressed from when we started to where we finished, but now they've been off for 3 or 4 weeks. And then now to get back out there and see how much they were able to recall, and then if they're able to do that when they get back out here. And I don't have any question to this coaching staff. If they're not, they'll definitely will be. You know, Cordero has made such tremendous strides this offseason, and I can't commend the work ethic that that kid has and the approach he's taken. And everybody, the athletic ability of Cordero, there's no question about that. But to see how Coach Stewart and Coach Turner have worked with him in refining his routes, that we're hopefully expecting big things from Cordero. I know we're going to get that out of the return game, but we're expecting big things out of him as an offensive player as well. You know, that's what we're going through right now. So we're looking at all our options out there on how we'll approach this. And I feel very confident. I know Coach Zimmer feels very confident that we will have a strong plan in place, and then we'll move on from there.
Would bringing in an interim special teams coach be a possibility? Or would you like to
do? We're looking at all options. I just saw in the paper that he got married. I didn't even know he got married. I think we're going to give him some free dinner over here at the Chow Hall.
From a training camp atmosphere standpoint, what do you think Zimmer is going to create here in Mankato?
I think it's the intensity, and he's created that already, the accountability that the players know they're going to be held accountable, not only for what they're doing off, but on the field as well. And that's why I'm so anxious to see, you know, and the preview of what we saw in this offseason, that's just going to continue when we get down here.
You expect everyone to be ready to practice or anybody potentially?
Well, what I'll do is once everybody's still reporting and we have to go through our physicals and everything, and because some of these guys we haven't seen since they had left. So once we find out who and what or where they're at, then we'll release, you know, potential guys that are potential PUP guys or NFI guys or any of that or any potential roster moves.
And all the medical and conditioning, that's all done today?
Yes. Right. Yep. As we're speaking.
Is there any difference between the conditioning test last year and this year?
We didn't do a conditioning test last year. And this conditioning test, I think Coach Zimmer wanted to send a message to the players that, you know, you don't go home and take 4 weeks off laying on a couch. I did, but it's a conditioning test, I think, what was very well thought out, that it's not going to stress the players too much where they have dead legs, but it's also you had to do some stuff at the house and in your training while you were away from the building to pass the test. I'll get into that, Mark, once we get all that finalized on what direction we're going to go. And
how much did Spencer Neely's suspension?
Not at all.
Not
at all.
So you would have let him go?
No.
Last couple for Rick. All good?
Go eat. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.